In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The survey we did of cotton producers was sent across the cotton belt to a random sampling, and the responses we got indicated that growers intend to plant about 8.1 million acres of cotton across the U.S., and that's down about 14% from where we were in 2008. The upland total is just shy of 8 million acres, and then you have about 140,000 acres of ELS.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If we start in the southeast, the numbers there are for a decline of about 18% from where we were in 2008, so that would give us about 1.6 million acres across that six-state region. If we move further west and talk about the Mid-South or the Delta region, there the decline is roughly 23%. That leaves us somewhere between 1.4 and 1.5 million acres in that region. In the Southwest, that's the smallest region the smallest decline that we see in percentage terms, between 8 and 9%. Puts us somewhere between 4.7 and 4.8 million acres in the Southwest. And then finally in the West, this was somewhat expected given the problems with water, the largest decline in upland plantings there of 31%. So that leaves around 200,000 acres of upland plantings in the Western region.
Adams explains what crop will benefit from the acreage shift.
We not only ask growers what they intend to plant for cotton, but we ask their intentions for specific crops that they'll be planting, such as corn, soybeans, rice, and peanuts. And in general, across the Southeast and the Mid-South, it appeared that the beneficiary of these acres that were moving out of cotton was soybeans. There's a few places that indicated some increased corn plantings, but for the most part, it appeared that growers are looking at relative prices and making a decision about cotton versus soybeans, and right now it appears that they've moved in favor of soybeans.